Big Joe on Radio On The Go Sports by Appleton Parkersburg football coach Jeff Pickna. Final score 35-13, Grundy Center here in week number one. And coach, you know, your first game here at AP. Guys certainly came out and had something to prove here tonight. You guys certainly played pretty well in most aspects of the game. I just kind of want to get your take on, you know, this game where it seemed like the margins were kind of the difference. Grundy Center kind of won the game in the margins in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm extremely proud of these guys. I mean, you know, all last year, all I was told is that when stuff got hard, they gave up. And you want to talk about a dominant team opening up against three-time state champs. They could have done that at any point. They could have done that when we had the muff snap. They could have done that when we fumbled on the one and it went out the back. But they just never quit, and they never stopped. And I could not be more proud of these guys.
Mm-hmm. Offensively in this one, it was clear you were trying to establish the run early. Benny Waller was certainly a huge part of that. A lot of designed QB runs, and you were eating clock. You were keeping it away from Grundy Center's offense for a good portion of that first half. Tell me about that offensive approach, how you guys were able to execute that.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously the glaring thing is, you know, the other team has the best quarterback in the state. You know, how do you neutralize that? Is he can't touch it. To be honest with you and to be honest with everybody, that's the game plan. I think everybody would game plan the same way, and everybody would probably agree with that. So it was really, you know, really that. And then the second thing is just, you know, we're looking to bring a style of football here that's tough, physical, downhill, punch you in the face, and nothing does that better than inside runs. So we definitely need to start probably loosening up the box a little bit, spreading it out. But, you know, this was a great first step.
Mm-hmm. And Benny Waller had some nice deep balls in the passing game tonight as well. You know, Wes Jurek able to find him for that early touchdown. A couple others here and there that maybe were just missed, you know, stuff like that. And when it comes to that passing game, what are your thoughts on that aspect of the game and how you guys were kind of able to take a step there tonight?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously, you know, as you know, AP's history, passing is kind of not second nature here. So we, you know, obviously we work on passing, we rep everything, but, you know, passing has kind of been like our second also. But we know we have it. We know it's there if we need it. And I, you know, like I said, I trust these guys 100%. That last pick by Benny on the goal line there, freak play by the defensive linebacker. That was just an amazing play. Props to him. But yeah, we had, you know, a guy fall in the end zone would have been another one. I mean, just all around, I think that these guys did a great job.
Mm-hmm. On the defensive side of the ball, you guys were able to, you know, keep up with the physicality of Grundy Center. I know that's something that you really really wanted to do here, you know, in this game, what you're hanging your hat on. But from a defensive perspective, again, it comes back to that margins. You didn't give up a ton defensively here tonight.
Yeah. So just, you know, I mean, just, you know, football is a game of explosive plays. You know, they'd have 1 yard run, 2 yard run, 4 yard out. You know, and then all, like I said, we had one misstep by our safety in the deep half, and with a team like this, sometimes that's all they need. You know, that's why you play a team like this, you pretty much got to be perfect. And we played really well, but we took one step wrong, and they capitalized, and that's what good teams do. So,
mm-hmm. Brandon Harparker able to pick off Judd Jarovsky, who only threw like one interception last year. It took him all the way to week 8 last year for him to throw a pick, and then he gets another one in the second half as well. So, certainly showed a lot of promise there at defensive back here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I think the props really needs to go to the defensive coaches, Clay Hoppenworth, Benning, Dolman, Reince, Troina, all those guys. Install the defense that they've never ran before this week, and the kids, you know, we were kind of worried that they weren't getting it, but they bought in a hell of a lot more than we saw or we thought, and they just really believed. They really believed in what the coaches said. They really believed in what the assistants were preaching. I'm just as proud as the assistants, because, you know, I understand, especially when you have a season like they did last year, sometimes they're not always open to learning new things, but they took it head on, and it, you know, good defensive play calling by Evan Capper put us in the right spot to get a pick on that play.
Mm-hmm. And when it comes to some of the special teams, you know, that's where a couple of the miscues, you know, you have a few bad snaps, things like that. Kind of goes to show the importance of that aspect of the game too, right? So what's kind of your take on, you know, being able to kind of grow in some of those areas, you know, because that's somewhere, you know, a lot of times if something is not perfect, something's going to go wrong, you know, in special teams.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that it doesn't really come down to lack of preparation, because we definitely prep and repped it. I think a lot of it is just first game jitters. I mean, you know, again, props a team like this, you know, going up against them, especially with how the last 2 years have gone. I think a lot of that was just kind of a little bit of nervousness and worry and a little overexcited. And as you guys know, on a long snap like that, you're off a millisecond and it goes from over the head to right in the pocket. So I think it was just that. And then, you know, they tried to overcorrect, you know, and then it rolled on the ground. gave them the ball in the five. So, yeah, just some things like that. But they were able to, you know, capitalize and get together, not lose their composure when we had to punt a couple more times later. I think we punted a couple more times at that end. So really just really glad that they were able to recoup on that and not just continuously falling into that, because then you really get handcuffed on fourth down. But we trusted them. I told them we trusted them. I said, we're going to use you again, and I'm not going to pull. So, you know, again, things happen. First game together, first time ever punting with us, you know, Kingston Holman, first game as a Falcon. So, yeah, just a lot of people knew, you know, anything can happen. So,
Just a couple questions left for you here. Coming into the game, you were talking about how you were not going to let the other team's what the other team does affect your guys' actions, affect how you guys play. It seemed like that really showed here tonight. Yep. You know, you get down, and this team, man, they just kept sticking with it. They make clutch plays here and there. They kept playing, you know, sound, smart football and things like that. How proud of you of your team for getting that accomplished?
Yeah, so, I mean, I really honestly believe this with all my heart, is that these guys did not care who the other team was tonight. Like, obviously, like I said, there's some jitters in there because you're just excited to go. The coaches feel the same thing. You know, we've been waiting all summer for this moment. Obviously, we're not in pads, so our mistakes are a little less obvious. But it just comes down to that. But I really believe that these guys, we've been preaching all year, and they've really captured the only team we focus on every single day is the one that wears red and white. And it's no disrespect. We respect and honor every opponent, but we never waver. We're just going to stay us. We're going to stay true, and we're just going to stay working on what we need to work on.
All right, and you got Dyke and Hartford next week. First game of the year at Ed Thomas Field. You know, I'll talk to you about that specifically next week. But when it comes to the upcoming week of preparation, what kind of comes to mind as far as some big points of emphasis now that you've got a game under your belts?
Yeah, so I mean, it's obviously going to be great playing the first game at home for me. Great atmosphere. We've been working out there all summer long, so it's kind of nice to be out there for a different reason. You know, really kind of almost a nostalgic feeling. But yeah, I'm just, you know, again, all the respect to everybody. We don't know what Dyke looks like yet. They had a lot of turnover. A lot of guys leave. They could have looked like anything tonight. We haven't had a chance to watch that yet, but we sure will. So,
all right, that's AP football coach Jeff Pinkner. Thanks so much for the time here tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.